Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, the Celtics topped the skidding Jazz 114-103, the Wizards beat the Nets 110-106, the Hornets held off the Knicks 107-101, and the Cavaliers routed the 76ers 108-94 after Joel Embiid left in the first quarter with a sprained left shoulder. In men's college basketball, UMass Lowell downed UAlbany 88-69, Siena nipped Quinnipiac 84-77, Manhattan outlasted Marist 65-56, Syracuse crushed Pittsburgh 72-49, UMass bested VCU 60-52, Hartford held off Stony Brook 65-54, and UConn ripped UCF 81-65. In women's college basketball, UMass Lowell beat UAlbany 78-75, UMass defeated St. Joseph's 51-47, Hartford outpaced Stony Brook 70-67, and UConn destroyed Cincinnati 105-58. On the ice, the Avalanche squeaked by the Sabres 3-2, and the Kings skated past the Penguins 2-1. In MLB news, oft-injured Yankees slugger Giancarlo Stanton will likely miss opening day on March 26 because of a strained right calf. Manager Aaron Boone says Stanton was injured near the end of defensive drills yesterday. In NFL news, the league and its players are closer to a new collective bargaining agreement and the next decade of labor peace that would come with it. Following a late-night vote on the slim majority approval of the 32 team representatives, the NFL Players Association prepared to send the current CBA proposal to the full union membership for potential ratification. Negotiations have gone on for the past 10 months, and the 17-game regular season is the most significant change. In other news, Japan's Professional Baseball League says it will play its remaining preseason games in empty stadiums because of the threat of the spreading coronavirus. The regular season is set to open on March 20th. The virus that began in China is disrupting all of the country's sports schedules and has raised concerns about the Tokyo Olympics. They are set to open on July 24th. I'm Jesse King.